Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This program's coming to you from the agriblogging highway and actually at the Kansas City Airport. I'm still in post-commodity classic mode and just getting caught up and finally getting a chance to go home after doing a little bit of work for John Deere's Drive Green Challenge down in Texas yesterday. Getting back to our program, I want to thank our sponsor, which is Growmark, locally owned and globally strong. We really appreciate their support. In this program, I'm going to talk to Tom Taylor, High Plains Journal, past president of the National Agri-Marketing Association. He is one of the directors of the newly announced Ag Haven, which you can find at aghaven.com. We're going to learn a little bit more about Ag Haven from him, how he got involved, and some of what he thinks about this new online agricultural search engine and social networking community, among other things. So here's my conversation with Tom. Here at Commodity Classic, I am visiting with Tom Taylor, High Plains Journal. And Tom, I understand you're a board member for our sponsor of our coverage here on AgWire.com, and that's Ag Haven. So I'd love to talk to you a little bit, maybe first of all, to say, how did you get involved with and the idea of this concept that has been introduced really publicly for the first time?
Well, I can tell you how we got involved. I got a call about 20 months ago, Chuck. 20 months, actually 2 years ago, it's next July, from Schrick. And he just called me out of the blue. And he and his team from Dallas had been trying to figure out how do they get more agricultural input in the Ag Haven site. And they were traveling in southern Oklahoma with one of their partners and talking to farmers out there. And the farmers said, you guys need to talk to High Plains Journal. So really, that's how we got involved with this. He gave me a call, and you can imagine that I get this call from an individual who had an accent. I didn't understand his name, and I thought he was selling siding for a house. I almost hung up on the guy, but luckily I didn't. And the more I listened to Schrick on the phone, the more he explained what he had to offer, I was interested. So we called our team together, and 2 weeks later he came out with his team, and rest is history.
Well, I know that, from talking to Schrick and others, that High Plains Journal has really been helpful to get it to the point that we've got today. As we look at that, one of the things that I know this is really still in the startup phase or mode here. There are elements of Ag Haven that have yet to even really be enabled, let's say. And one of those, to a certain extent, is the fact that we're going to have markets and weather and news. And, you know, High Plains Journal is a media company. Already, as I understand it, a media partner to supply some editorial content, right?
That's correct. We are a media partner with Ag Haven right now. I think Schrick had mentioned earlier that other media partners have approached us to see how they can be involved with Ag Haven. I think one of the biggest things that really attracted us to Ag Haven was the semantic search engine, strictly ag-related. And we saw from the very beginning a very big, that was a very big item to us profiting from it.
To tell you the truth, the search engine is what I think is the neat hook to get people to take at least an initial interest in this. Of course, it's much more than that. But you know what's also kind of cool is the name. I think Ag Haven, I was really amazed that that was an available domain that he was able to find and register.
Oh, yeah. We checked everywhere. Just be sure it hadn't been taken. And I liked it from the very beginning. It just sounded, it just encompassed all of agriculture from the very beginning. And we, like you say, we checked around some, we didn't find anything that anybody else had taken it.
Well, you've been very involved with a professional group that I have been to, the National Agri-Marketing Association. Hopefully quite a few of those folks will be listening and taking a look here at this new aghaven.com. What would you say to them from a from that standpoint, as professional agri-marketers, how might they look at this, and what would you encourage them to do? I mean, I think, of course, go visit aghaven.com,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. I'd say, number one, visit aghaven.com. But I'd also, we want to be sure everything gets on there, and we're shooting for probably the Ag Media Summit to have everything working properly on there, to have more of the social media aspect finalized and working on there. We're coming out with this product. I say we, Ag Haven and Shrick and his team, coming out with a very unique product, unique to the ag industry from the search engine standpoint. And I think all agri-marketers out there can benefit from it. I think the print media partners can benefit from it. And we're very excited about what's coming out. Give us time to let it grow and make it get better. But I think it's going to be the website to go to long term.
Well, you said it right there, and in this business, everybody understands the fact you plant a seed and you got to kind of water and care for it and let it grow so that you can harvest whatever that is at the appropriate time. So I'm not sure what that time is, by the way, but
exactly.
But I do know that we've got it. We've had it in beta mode. There have been a number of people testing it, providing feedback, and so I think they're still encouraged. Shrick is still encouraging people to go ahead and create you get a free login and see what you think, and don't be bashful to let people know, because there is still room to take feedback into consideration.
That's exactly what we want people to do out there. We want them to be very, very strong in their comments, mm-hmm. whether they're pro or con. If we don't get any comments bad one way or the other, we can't improve it. You know, right now we have about 11.5 million URLs indexed. We have over 35 million pages indexed, but we're still growing.
Yeah.
And I think we've hit the tip of the iceberg with it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Tom Taylor, High Plains Journal and a director of Ag Haven, giving us a little more insight into this new online search, social networking, marketplace, news and information, pretty much a full meal deal online at aghaven.com. I want to thank Ag Haven for being a sponsor of our coverage of the Commodity Classic on agwire.com, and really look forward to seeing how Ag Haven develops as we go forward. That's the Zimcast for this week. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.